Good morning. This is Tony and Brenda Kruko from Branson, Missouri, with the honor of conducting the prayer call for Israel today. Here is my wife, Brenda Kruko.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know, Mom's in France, and she was preaching, and she wasn't able to prepare for this morning's phone call. So I'm just going to share what God's got on my heart that he's been dealing with me about. And first, I just want to let everyone know how much the Lord appreciates you. In my heart, I feel such love for you and appreciation for your dedication and your consecration to him, and how he is able to use you in this time for such a time as this, for you have been chosen for this time. And the Lord just wants to let you know how much he appreciates each and every one of you and your faithfulness to get up and your faithfulness to him, how your hearts are so pure and true. And I just want to thank you for that from the Lord. It says that in Ephesians 1, which is the plan and the purpose of the church, that he has, the Father has blessed us in every, through Jesus Christ, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. And so that's where we pray from. We pray from that place in Christ, in the beloved. And the Lord has just kind of reminded me, still in the book of Ephesians, that we are in the very last days. And the Bible talks about the more darker it gets, the more we are to redeem the time. And the only time, way we can redeem the time is still in the book of Ephesians, and chapter 5, verse 15. It says, see, first we'll just talk about verse 8. You were once in darkness, but no more. You're in the light. Find out what is accessible to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the darkness, but expose them. And then it says in 14, arise, ye who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See that you walk exactly, not as fools, but as wise. How? How do you walk wise? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. How do you redeem the time? Because we are in very evil days. Only one way. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Only one way to be wise and to walk and redeem the time, and that is be filled with the Spirit, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's only one way to be in the light, and that is in the Holy Spirit, walking in your spirit. So the Lord has let me know that we are to be watchers. It says we're not of the darkness, but we are of the light. That Christ has made us light. When it says exposed there, I am convinced it's in that place in the spirit, that we are to go in those places and bring them before the Father. And then the Spirit will show us how to walk them out. But we put the light on things in the spirit. We put the light on things that are going on that are dark over our country. We expose them and we bring him to the light. So it's so important that we learn how to flow from that spirit within us. The Lord been talking to me a lot about the watching, the watchers. And each one of us are watchers. Hallelujah. And the reason why we're watchers is because the Father is a watcher. And this is a prayer call for Israel. He is the watcher over Israel. Hallelujah. One more scripture. It's in Peter, 1 Peter. I'll just kind of quote it. It says, I'll just quote it really fast because this kind of lets us know the time we're in. Peter is an end time book that Mom always talks about. And he says, but the end of all things is at hand. He's giving his last, he's getting ready to go to heaven, and he's giving last day instruction. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. And then he talks about letting you speak as God, let you minister as the ability God gives inside of you. And that's and then here it says, verse 5, verse 8, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And how to be watchful? I look at verse 6, humble yourselves under him, casting everything upon him. Put your whole heart to him. That's being watchful. And because he is the watcher over Israel, like Mother calls him, the great Shomer. It says that he will not let Israel, and this is Psalm 121, he will not let her foot slip. He's the guardian of Israel. He does not sleep. He never sleeps or slumbers. He is their guardian, their shomer at their right hand. He provides them with shade. The sun can't strike during the day or even the moon at night. Adonai will guard Israel against all harm. He will guard her life. He will guard her coming and her going out. And he says, unless God, this is Psalm 127, 1, watches the city, the guard, which is you and I, watchers, keep watch in vain. So how do we watch? Well, we be like the woman with the alabaster box. She just gave her all to him. And therefore, her heart was poured out to him. And the same thing with Esther. Esther poured out, she just abandoned herself to God. She prepared herself before the king when she was donned with the presence of the Holy Spirit. When she heard what that wicked demonic power over the prince of Persia wanted to do to her people, annihilate them, and even herself, she consecrated and dedicated herself, and she went before the king. And this is a type of the church in the New Testament. It says she donned the Holy Spirit, and she went into the Holy of Holies, which is our spirit. We connect with the Father as we are temples. We connect with him through our spirit, where the Holy of Holies, our altar of prayer. It said, Jesus said, my house is a house of prayer. And every temple is a place of prayer. And in our spirits is a place of prayer dedicated to the plans and the purposes of God. And so right now, as the great Shomer lives inside of us, he has given us an assignment that we are to pray for Israel. He has chosen us for this time and this season to bring her up because the enemy would like to bring havoc like he did Haman. He's never changed. And even Daniel, remember those principalities and powers that stood between the angel of the Lord and the prayers that were offered. But now God has given us His presence, His power inside of us. And He has given us the great power that we have donned in this dispensation. And He wants us to grow into those depths of His power. He wants us to grow into the depths of the abiding of Christ, where we know the height and the depth and the length and the width. And anything we ask will be done according to the power that works in us. So there is a growing in the abiding. Our dear brother, Reese House, says there are degrees and stages in the abiding in Christ, the oneness. The deeper the oneness, the more power of the risen, resurrected Christ can operate through the channel. And we see that in the Ephesians. The Lord has let me know there's been a clarion call. I'm speaking about not only the assignment that Billy Brim gave you last week with Brother Max, and you guys know about it, but also the season of watchfulness. The more closer we get to the end, the more the saints are going to be called to a season of watchfulness. And that word is prayerfulness. And that is just keeping our hearts open to Him, keeping our seat of prayer sensitive to His Spirit. So when He makes, when we're even about our day, we keep practicing the presence of God inside of us. We see what's going on in the outside, but we are, our hearts are tender before Him. And this is how we stay tender before Him. And the Psalm 134, that's the prayer of ascent. It's the last prayer. It talks about this watchfulness. It talks about this watchfulness in the courts of heaven. In, let me see here if I have my notes. It says, ye who make mention of the Lord, Isaiah 62, keep not silent. I'll start with verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Yet that make ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. The faithful, and this is a commentary. I thought this was so good. The faithful, in particular, the priests and the Levites, which are exhorted by the prophet Isaiah to beseech God with unremitted importunity to hasten the redemption of Zion. The image in this place is taken from the temple service in which there was appointed a constant watch day and night by the Levites. And they bring this into Psalm 134. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 134. And I'm going to turn here. Thank you guys for being patient with me here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm turning to Psalm 134, and this is the, there's, I love the Psalm of Ascents, and there is something to that. And it says that Psalm 133 is the Psalm about unity. And you know, the Psalm of Ascents, their steps, as the closer they got, the three feasts that they went to Jerusalem every year, they would sing these psalms, hallelujah. And the closer they got to Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, they would grow into that presence of God. And, of course, every temple, you and I are that temple now. And it says in verse 30, Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever. So we see the high priest, which is Aaron. We see the oil, which is the Holy Spirit. The high priest of Aaron represents the high priest of Jesus Christ in the new covenant. And then in Psalm 134, it talks about the watching. So in this prayer, which is a unity of prayer, in corporate prayer, but also in our own individual life, unity with the Jesus Christ inside of us by the Holy Spirit. And then Psalm 134, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. That's watching. Those watchers, he's calling us to a greater watching, a greater tenderness to his calling in our spirit. And not, what happens there? We're gaining places in the spirit in him. We bring his word before him. And then the Lord, the Holy Spirit in our inner being starts praying. So I'm just going to start praying because I sense that in this assignment, in particularly with Matt, there's a preparation as Esther prepared 3 days. There's a preparation. I know that Mother has been given the assignment and she will lead us. But there, the God is calling us right now, the clarion call. The Lord said, I'm making a clarion call. And I'll be honest, I didn't even know what in the world a clarion call was. And I looked it up, and it says a strongly expressed demand or request for action, a trumpet sound, a roar, a siren. And so that's what he's doing in the spirit. He's calling us. He's calling this group like Gideon's army, a greater sensitivity to him. So we're just going to go in that inner place. And we're just going to pray so softly and quietly. And then, however the Lord leads you, hallelujah, call, Father, we come before you. We pray as a first of all for our president. We pray for him, Father. We thank you, Father, for the calling upon his life. We thank you, Father, for that which you've ordained for him to walk through. We thank you, Father, that you have chosen him even before the foundations of the world to be your chosen vessel for this time and this hour, this end time and this end hour. Father, we lift him up. We lift his family up. We lift up those around him up in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold the blood around him. We hold the blood around his home. We hold the blood around the White House. We hold the blood around his mind, his will, and his emotions. And we, Father, we ask that you keep a watch, that these ones out here, I know you're speaking to him about a greater sensitivity to watching over him in the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just lift up that place in him. We lift his hands up, Father. We lift his hands up high. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that, for our judicial branch, our executive branch, our legislative branches, and we hold the blood over them. Father, we are one nation under God, and we thank you that you have ordained this for this. And we bring this before your throne room. We bring this before you that we are one nation under God. We humble ourselves under your mighty name, under your name. We humble that you have brought us to this place for such a time as this. O Rabakashi Kereyoto, Igilu O Ramaike, and Ekora Voso Kamaye. And as we learn to be sensitive to you, Father, as we learn to redeem the time, to be watchful by being in the Holy Spirit, by praying much in the Holy Spirit, Father, you will bring us to places. Hallelujah. Of course, we have authority over our own homes. Of course, we have habitual authority. But when we become watchers, there's places we gain in the Spirit. As we become one in the Holy Spirit, as Reese Howe was speaking about, as we become in the abiding, there's places that he can take us, and we can dispel darkness, because it says we are of the light, and there are things that are being exposed, bringing him out to be the open. Hallelujah. Oh, Ravrakorishte, so that the police or whoever can bring them out to the light. And we've seen a lot of that. So there's a watching in the spirit, and you watch in that place, in those courts, just like the priesthood, the Levite in the Old Testament, the priesthood in the New Testament. You watch in those courts. You watch in the courts of heaven, where you are seated with Christ, far above principality, power, might, and dominion, and you connect in your heart, seat of your spirit. In the depths, and you watch in those places, and you watch, and he takes you, and he shows you. And you bring the forces of light, and you speak light. Singing unto yourselves, hallelujah, son of him. And you speak light, hallelujah. And it breaks open the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Because light overcomes darkness. Hallelujah. Yo, gamanchine gaine. Gay on dong stamakaye. Ye la mokora gi aradaya da ki di okora mabe. Oh, Ramajanye Geo Tora Baki Raban Stongama. Yay, Nikio Ramanche Agai Araki Aragai Agai Aragai Agaya. Yay, Amo Ramanye. Oh, Rasai Nibiki Ado Rabakai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for giving us utterance today. Oh, Ramanchi. And I trust that you guys, the Spirit was able to take that clarion call. That when the end is all things, Peter was saying before he left. So therefore, above all things, be watchful. Because the enemy is going around seeking destruction. He is seeking destruction. But the light, but those of the light, that those of the light, that those of the light. He's saying, awake, awake to your call, chosen beloved. You are a chosen priesthood for this time. As Esther, for such a time as now. As now you've been called, as now you've been chosen to walk in these places that I have ordained for you. Hallelujah! 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 We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you power, Lord, to work in us. Hallelujah! I want to close in one scripture that the Lord, oh, hallelujah, good prayer, right? You always end in that place. Hallelujah. Just to think in my heart that you've been called as Esther to go before those courts in heaven and to operate as watchers. Hallelujah. In Psalm 134, it's like the highest calling is a pure prayer. Hallelujah. I got myself happy here. Glory to God. In Timothy, too, you know, Paul's getting ready to go on. He's giving Timothy advice. And he says, Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, in verse 1, he says, "My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Be strong in Christ. Gives him a lot of advice, a lot of things to do. And verse 20, "But in a great house," well, a great house in the temple of God, "there are not only vessels of gold and honor, but of wood and clay. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for hope, honor, sanctified, set apart, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." So, that's what God's doing. We're vessels. We're his vessels for every good work. And when we humble ourselves before him, and we abandon our love from our heart, anything between us, anything, how do we abide in Christ? By his love, by the Holy Spirit. Anything in him, and that abiding, it says in 1 John 3, verse 22, if our heart condemn us not, verse 21, we have confidence towards God. We have a place towards God. And whatever we ask from him, because we keep his commandments of love and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as he has commanded us. Now he who keeps his commandment abides in him, who keeps his commandment of love, and he in him, one. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. So we abide in him by the love of God. We abide in him in that spirit. So if your heart does not condemn, if your heart does condemn, 1 John 1, 9, you go to the Father and you get it cleared up through the blood of Jesus. So you can keep that channel of watchfulness with your heart to God's heart open as one. Praise God. Thank you, Father. So I think it's getting time. I'm not even sure what time it is right now. Okay, so I just want to thank you guys for joining today, and I want you to have a very blessed Watchers of God Call for This Hour week and a clarion call. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.